Laudator Jesus Christus. This is Vatican Radio.
From the newsroom, I'm Charles Collins. Pope Benedict greeted members of the Society of Jesus today who had just celebrated Mass in St. Peter's Basilica to mark the 450th anniversary of the death of the founder of the order, St. Ignatius Loyola, and the 500th birthday of two of their most distinguished members, St. Francis Xavier and Blessed Peter Faber.
Un'altra grande preoccupazione per lui fu l'educazione cristiana e la formazione culturale dei giovani.
The Holy Father emphasized the educational mission of the order, pointing out the numerous institutions the Jesuits have founded. He told them to continue this important apostolic mandate in the spirit of their founder. During his Urbi et Orbi message on Easter Sunday, Pope Benedict spoke about the situation in Africa, specifically mentioning Darfur. We spoke to the Prefect Emeritus of the Congregation for the Clergy, Cardinal Jose Sanchez, to find out more.
For 20 years, the people there are neglected by the whole world, and they have been suffering. All freedoms denied the Christians, persecution, and the world has been unable to correct this problem.
The ambassador to the Holy See from the Republic of China, Tao Chao Singh, was baptized Catholic during an April 17th Mass here in Rome. The 64-year-old ambassador's wife is Catholic, and his children were raised in the faith. He spoke to Vatican Radio.
Recall what has happened during the last 2 years. So I realize the appointment as ambassador is really a divine grace.
You're listening to Vatican Radio.